All right, here we are back in Philadelphia. 6-0 the Lions on top. Second quarter brought to you by this Michigan-based company, Buddy's Pizza, Detroit's original square pizza since 1946. The Lions have it, first and 10 at the Eagle 43-yard line. Mike Brad, our statistician, points out that the Lions have scored on each of the takeaways they've had previously this year. Now, not a huge sample size, unfortunately, 3 for 3, but trying to make it 4 for 4 here.
And so far, they're doing okay on the ground, too. 45 yards in 6 attempts for the Lions through the first quarter. That's a good start.
Stafford up under center. Hard count. Eagles jump. Looked like they came across early. Right side of the defensive line. Looked like it came crashing in.
Encroachment. Defense number 72. 5-yard penalty. Still first down.
Cedric Thornton called for the penalty. So Lions will pick up 5. You ready for some Lions style when the Lions battle the Seahawks on October 28th at Ford Field? Lions fans will be strutting their stuff at the first ever NFL Fit for You Lions Style Lounge, located on the Gate A Party Deck. Doors open at 11 a.m. For more info, check out the website, DetroitLions.com. After the penalty, 1st and 5 Lions at the Eagle 38. Stafford out of the gun, LeSure to his left. Stafford takes, got time. Looks, throws deep right side, wants Calvin, double covered, and it's going to be picked off. Picked off by Nnamdi Asamoah, and the Lions let an opportunity slip away right there. I just don't think that's just not a throw you can make. I know fans want him to throw it up there and just let Calvin go get it, but you got Asamoah and another defender back there. It's going to be real tough to complete that pass.
He doubled, but you know the other thing is in that instance, too, Calvin's got to turn into a defender there and help his quarterback out. He's doubled, and he's got to fight between the two, even if it's interference. You got to try to make a play on the ball, and boy, you hate to turn it over like that after a turnover.
Lions have had good opportunities today.
Yeah, you've got the turnover, you got some momentum going, and then you turn it right back to the Eagles with the interception.
6-0, the Lions lead. 14:53 to go first half. Eagles have it, 1st and 10 at the 20. Asamoah went through the back of the end zone on the interception, so off the touchback. Here we go. LeSean McCoy tries to cut left, loses his footing, and he'll lose yardage back to the 19-yard line, covered up there by Stephen Tulloch. Loss of 1 on the play. It'll bring up 2nd and 11.
Boy, other than the Vic scramble, they've done nothing on the ground. I have the Lions front doing a great job against this running attack. It's like I said earlier, averages over 130 a game.
0 in terms of rushing yards so far today. 2nd down and 11. Vic out of the gun, McCoy to his left. Lions showing blitz. Now they back out. Hard count by Vic. Lions don't bite. Now Vic takes. Here comes the blitz. Vic with time. Throws. Got a complete to Cooper. Cooper muscling his way from the 27 to the 29-yard line, setting up a 3rd down and 1. They get 10 on the play. Bill Bentley with the stop. It has been the case this year, Brandy. It seems like when quarterbacks see Bentley in the game, they go right after
him. Well, and Bentley's given a little cushion there because he knows he's got no help because the Lions are blitzing off the edge with a linebacker. So he doesn't want to get beat deep. So he's going to, you know, err on the side of caution, especially when you're on Philadelphia's side of the 50.
Eagles 1 out of 3 on 3rd down, looking at a 3rd and 1. Vic out of the gun, takes, rolls, tries a little shovel pass, not going to work. Buried is LeSean McCoy. Vic rolled the pocket to the right, tried the shovel pass to McCoy. He'll lose yardage back to the 26. First man in, Lewis Delmas. How nice is it to have him back?
And again, but where's he playing? He's up on the line of scrimmage. He's not playing defensive back. He lined up as a defensive end outside the Eagles' end and just chased the play down from behind with speed. That's Gunther Cunningham putting speed at the line of scrimmage and stopping a 3rd down play with a safety playing up in the box.
Forces the Eagles into a punting situation. Stephon Logan back deep. McBryer to punt it away. He's got it. Good punt. Hangs it high and turns it over. Logan backpedaling to the 10, and here he comes. Shakes a man. Shakes another. And that's it. Back to the 20-yard line. That's where the Lions will take over. 64-yard punt. 10-yard return. Nice work on special teams by Akeem Jordan to make the stop. The Lions have it back. They lead it 6-0. 12:43 to go first half. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
I was on my own, self-employed without any health coverage.
There's a lot in life that you need to figure out. Thankfully, figuring out health coverage doesn't have to be one of them.
I wasn't exactly sure where to turn. Health insurance is kind of confusing. I contacted Blue Cross and they helped me out. It was actually pretty simple.
Whether you're self-employed, in between jobs, or in school, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan or Blue Care Network can help you figure out an individual health plan that's perfect for you.
Now I'm covered, my family's covered, it's all good.
The Blues give you the choice of affordable and flexible individual health plans that will fit your needs at every stage of life.
If things change for me, my coverage will too.
To talk to a Blue Cross health plan advisor, just call 1-877-549-2583. Or to learn more, just go online to bcbsm.com/myblue. Individual health plans have never been easier, especially with Blue Cross. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network are nonprofit corporations and independent licensees of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Not every jeweler gets to display the Rolex crown. If you're considering investing in a Rolex, protect your investment by visiting Lucido Fine Jewelry, an official Rolex jeweler. They can provide you with a Rolex warranty bearing the store's name. And this warranty is backed by the renowned Rolex Service Network. Rolex timepieces in 18-karat gold, stainless steel, and platinum are also available with diamonds and other gems. With its rugged durability and classic good looks, the year it takes to make one is nothing compared to how it will make you feel. Lucido Fine Jewelry, Metro Detroit's best selection of Rolex watches.
Today's second quarter Michigan-made business is ABC Warehouse, the closest thing to wholesale. Fans, we remind you to support all the Lions Radio Network partners and our Michigan-based, Michigan-made clients.
Today's Bell Tire Touchdown Contest first half contestant is Lorelei Frank from Roseville. We are rooting for you, man. Let's find that end zone. Philadelphia so far today, three of their four possessions have been three and a punt. Here come the Lions now. First and 10. They scrimmage from their own 20. Stafford play action fake. Sets and throws. Complete Pettigrew. 25 turns it up 30. Pettigrew stiff-arming a tackler and taking it across the 35 to the 36-yard line. 16-yard gain. Kirk Coleman forced him out. But just a little pitch and catch and a big chunk of yardage.
How do you attack a quick defense that really flows to the ball? You give them misdirection. That time you have a run fake to the right, roll Matthew Stafford out to the left, naked bootleg. The tight end fakes a block and then releases. He gets wide open because they're concerned about the run.
Ryan Broyles into the game for the Lions. Calvin Johnson goes out for the moment. Joyke Bell in at running back. They give it to him. Bell finds a hole left side. Bell to 40, dragging tacklers to the 45-yard line, picking up 9. Nice running. Trent Cole and Kirk Coleman team up to take him down. But he got about 5-6 yards after contact there, Brandy.
Well, Bell is a 220-pound back. He's a big back. And he ran right through the tackle of Nate Allen, the safety for the Eagles. I mean, Joyke Bell has been one of the big surprises, I think, in this team this year. A lot of us weren't sure he was going to make the club at the end of training camp. But he's not only made the club, he's been contributing.
Second down and one for the Lions from their own 45, leading 6-0. Bell trying to get outside. That time he danced a little bit too much, and he'll lose one back to the 44.
Boy, and Joyke, there's where he's got to know. He needs 1 yard. He's not a scat back. He's not Barry Sanders. You're not going to bounce it wide against NFL defenders and beat him to the edge. Turn it upfield, get what you can. Get that first down, and then worry about what's next.
He had that first down,
too. He had it easy. If he turns upfield, runs through a tackle, and gets it. But trying to bounce outside, he loses the first down.
Riley Reiff comes in as a tight end. Extra blocker in there for the Lions. It's third down, about a yard and a half. I formation behind Stafford. Heller in front of Bell. Stafford turns, gives to Joyke, and he's not going to get anything. Lost yardage.
See, that's why that play before just kills you. You had a chance to make it, and you try to do something you probably shouldn't have, and you lose yardage, and now you're third and short, and then you get stuffed. Those are missed opportunities that in the National Football League, if you don't take advantage of opportunities given to you, the other guys are going to have a chance, and they're going to get the best of you.
Few too many missed opportunities for the Lions today. 6-0 they lead, but they're letting the Eagles just hang around, and they've outplayed them so far. Harris to punt, Gilliard back deep. Doesn't quite get it to turnover. Gilliard takes it at the 15, fair catch right there. So it's a 43-yard punt, no return, and the Eagles will take over. Lions up 6-0, 10-21 to go first half. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
It's a fact. Two out of three businesses fail. So remember, when you're applying for your business license, always try to be the third person in line.
You're listening to Gordy, the founder of ABC Warehouse and the head noggin behind what we call Gordynomics.
If I were a college economics professor, the answer to every question would be D, the closest thing to wholesale.
Sign me up for an A+.
But you know, I guess you could say, I've got a salesman's fire in my belly.
Okay, you've got a salesman's fire in your belly.
Either there or it was that Thai food I had for lunch.
Yes, even if it was just because of some spicy pad pork, Gordy guarantees you the lowest prices on everything.
Nobody beats my deals.
Nobody?
Nobody.
Nobody, because he's got great deals in his blood.
It's true. They call my blood type ABC positive.
ABC Warehouse, the closest thing to wholesale.
Now at ABC Warehouse, get an LG 60-inch 1080p HD TV for only $999 or less. ABC Warehouse, the closest thing to wholesale. Get the sale ad online at abcwarehouse.com. Just like the Lions, Flagstar is one tough competitor. And while there are a lot of rivals out there trying to prove they're from here and understand Michiganders, we know the truth. You can't fake local. Flagstar is Michigan at its core. In fact, they're the largest bank headquartered in the state. Visit flagstar.com to learn more or look for a branch on your next drive home. You'll probably see two. Flagstar Bank, member FDIC. Today's second quarter Michigan made business is Flagstar Bank. Look for a Flagstar Bank on your next drive. You'll probably see two, member FDIC. Fans, we remind you to support all our Michigan-based, Michigan-made clients.
Matt Derry back in the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios. An update. Jets have a 14-3 lead on the cold second quarter. Mark Sanchez, a touchdown pass. Sean Green, a touchdown run for New York. Dallas leads in Baltimore 10-3. Felix Jones, a touchdown run there. Let's send back to Philly. Dan, Jim, and Tony, guys.
Hey, D's all Sanchez for the Jets. Is that what we're seeing so far? None of the Tebow sightings?
Nothing yet.
All right, we'll keep an eye on that. Here we go. Eagles have it, first and 10. They scrimmage from their own 16, trailing 6-0. Vic out of the gun. Rolls the pocket to the left side, throws complete, caught by DeSean Jackson across the 20. And Jackson out to the 23-yard line, gain of 7 on the play. And that'll bring up 2nd and 3. We'll pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
This is Lions Radio, 97.1. The Ticket, WXYT FM HD Detroit, a CBS radio station.
Eagles go to a four receiver set. Vic out of the gun with an empty backfield. 2nd down and 3. Vic being pressured, lofts it up, got it complete to Selleck. Across the 25 and a first down out to the 28-yard line, gain of 5 on the play. Justin Durant makes the tackle for Detroit.
Boy, the Lions came with a big blitz off the edge once again. Vic lucky to get that pass off as Gunther Cunningham brought the defensive back off the slot on a blitz unblocked. And Vic was able to avoid the sack.
Vic 8 out of 11 for 47 yards so far today. 1st and 10, Eagles. They scrimmage from their own 28. Lions up 6-0. Lions showing blitz again. Now Vic backs out from behind center, changes the play, looks right. Now ducks back in.
Look at
play
Thomas.
Clock down to 2, down to 1. Vic, 3-step drop, quick throw, incomplete. And they're going to get a flag in there, and I don't know about that.
That's Bill Bentley played that well. He's going for the ball. He's playing the ball. He's not playing the man.
It was a quick throw to Jeremy Maclin. Bentley went in and looked like he was playing the ball to me. Flag came in. Now the officials are huddling. Let's see what they come up with.
Absolutely. He's playing the football. How are you going to play a slant if that's not the way you do it?
Pass interference. Defense number 28. Spot foul. Automatic first down.
To me, you know, Bentley's had his problems, yeah, but I think it's a pretty weak call.
That one's on the referees there. They missed it. I'm sorry. You got to play the slant cut. He reads it. He comes in there, and he's playing the ball. He's not playing the man. He's allowed to do that.
Gives the Eagles a first down at their own 34.
There's some contact, but that wasn't interference.
Vic up under center. McCoy the lone back. Selleck in motion right to left. Now back to the right. Vic turns. Gives to McCoy. Trying to stretch play right side. Gets the edge and gets to the 40. And he's forced out of bounds there. Tackled by Amari Spivey. Gain of 6 on the play. It'll bring up 2nd and 4. Eagle offense starting to gain a little momentum.
Yeah, but I'll tell you something else. Ndamukong Suh is wreaking havoc up in there between those guards and centers.
Eagles go straight to the line on second and four. Vic up under center, turns, gives to McCoy again, trying to pick his way over the right side, turns the corner, gets to the 43-yard line. About a yard shy of the first down, gets three. It'll bring up third and one. Stephen Tulloch with the stop.
That time, Sue took on a double team and basically ran it all the way to the sideline and kept everybody off of Tulloch in order to make the tackle.
Eagles one out of four on third down, looking at a third and one from their own 43. The Lions lead 6-0, 8:35 to go first half. Offset eye, power left. Vic up under center. And he's going to take a timeout. Play clock was down to 8 seconds. Maybe he didn't like something that he saw in that Lions defense, so he'll come over and talk it over with Marty Morningweg, the offensive coordinator, and Andy Reid, the head coach. 6-0, Lions on top, 8:28 to go first half. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Okay, so everyone loves to talk about their truck's towing power. What no one ever talks about, though, is brain power. Well, guess what, pal? The Ford F-150 isn't just the toughest truck out there. It's a flipping genius, too. Hands down. Which means not only can it tow a boat the size of Rhode Island, but it can help you find your new favorite fishing spots and tell you the best way to get there. How? I'll tell you how. The new 2013 F-150 offers available voice-activated sync with My Ford Touch. With tons of commands at your mackerel-scented fingertips, you can stay connected all while towing pretty much anything you want. Hey, when you've got the smartest truck engineers in the world, it should come as no surprise you've got a truck with as much brains as brawn. Introducing the new 2013 Ford F-150. And hey, don't drive while distracted. Even with voice commands, only use phones and other devices when safe, pal. Some features may be locked out while the vehicle's in gear. And remember, the towing claim is for properly equipped pickups. Built Ford tough.
U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road, the best deal for Detroit Metro Airport parking, just became a better deal. $8 a day. $8 a day gets you door-to-door service to and from your destination terminal. Pick up and drop off to your car that is secured in a lighted, patrolled, fenced-in lot. For $8 a day, we'll pick you up in a spacious, climate-controlled bus and make sure you're on time for your departure. U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road, $8 a day parking for Detroit Metro Airport. Get your coupon at us-park.com.
We all know the Bernstein family of lawyers. I like them and I trust them. If you're injured, call 1-800-CALL-SAM. Get the Bernstein Advantage today. Best call you'll ever make.
Today's game is brought to you by McDonald's Brewing, the official coffee of the Detroit Lions Radio Network. We're in the second quarter, 8:28 to go. Lions lead 6-0. Eagles have it, third down and one from their own 43. Eagles are 1-4 on third down so far today. They come out with Vic in the gun. McCoy to his left. Lions show a four-man front. Also blitz. Lewis Delmas right up on the edge of that defensive line on the right side.
Boy, they're getting him in the box, aren't they?
Vic, long count, hard count. Somebody jumps. The Eagles move, but the Lions come across early off the hard count.
First down.
Nick Fairley called for the penalty. Encroachment. Eighth penalty against the Lions for 61 yards. That takes them out of a third and one, just gives them the first down. Can't do that.
It's two times they've given them first downs on penalties today. The Eagles have not done much against this defense. Lion defense has given them more than the Eagles have done.
So first and 10 now. Eagles at their own 48. Vic up under center. McCoy the lone back. Vic turns. Fakes the give, wants to throw, time in the pocket, hits as he throws, it's up for grabs over the middle, and picked off by Lewis Delmas. Delmas has got it back at the 14-yard line. Ludell back in action and making a play.
And again, pressure on Vic, late pressure. He had enough time to throw, but he was being grabbed when he threw that ball and released it. And it just hung up in the middle of the field. And Delmas made a play on the overthrow.
Seventh interception of the season for Michael Vick. First interception of the season for the Lions. And they're still leading 6-0 with a football back and 8:20 to go in the first half. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Shopping for a new TV? Fun.
Yay!
Shopping for new tires? Not so fun.
Yay!
So to make it better, Bell Tire gives you the lowest tire price, period.
Yay!
At Bell Tire, we shop the competition every day, so you can be sure you're getting the lowest tire price, period. We'll even show you our competitors' prices right at the counter so you can see for yourself. Plus, we offer a tire installation package that includes services other places can't at any price, like free alignment checks, nitrogen inflation, lifetime tire rotation, and more. For the lowest tire price, period, head to Bell Tire. It's not your usual tire shopping experience. It's
Bell Tire.
Better at every turn.
Bell Tire. With over 80 locations, they're in your neighborhood. For the Bell Tire near you, call 888-GO-BELL or log on to belltire.com. For great offers and car care tips, follow Bell Tire on Twitter and Facebook. Bell Tire.
1-800-CALL-SAM, home of the Bernstein Advantage. Let me tell you about Bernstein Advantage number 3, a family you know and trust. We all know the Bernstein family of lawyers. Three generations of lawyers helping injured people get a fair shake. Committed to the community, we've known them forever. I trust them, and you can too. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM to get Bernstein Advantage number 3, a family you know and trust. And get all the other Bernstein advantages you need by calling 1-800-CALL-SAM.
You can't fake local. You're either from Michigan or you're not. Flagstar Bank is Michigan's hometown bank. Visit flagstar.com to find the branch nearest you. Member FDIC.
Well, the Lions' defense has been awful good so far today. Two takeaways, three three-and-outs they've forced, 56 total yards for Philadelphia. It's the Lions offense and needs to get on track and find that end zone.
How about Dallas's return? Three tackles and one interception already. We're not to halftime.
Interception a moment ago. Here come the Lions. Snap to Stafford. Pistol formation give to LeSure. He gets back to the line of scrimmage, and that's about it. It'll be second down and 10. Brandon Graham, Cedric Thornton team up to make the stop. 6-0, Lions on top, 8 minutes to go, first half. Lions' last three attempts to run the football, minus one, minus two, and zero.
They may set up that naked boot again and try to get the tight end, whether Pettigrew or Heller in this instance, get them open.
Stafford takes, wants to throw, setting up a screen right side, got it to Pettigrew. Pettigrew turns it up 20. Pettigrew, 25 and a first down for the Lions as he stretches it out to the 26-yard line. D'Amico Ryans makes the tackle. So that's a 12-yard gain for Detroit. He gets him a little bit of breathing room and a fresh set of downs.
Well, I'd give Gosder Chehalis a lot of credit. I mean, he takes some heat when he makes mistakes. That time he got out in front of Pettigrew and got a block and sustained it and didn't hold and gave Pettigrew the opportunity to get that first down.
Riley Reiff back in. Lions go to that big formation. Stafford up under center. LeSure the lone back. One receiver left, one right. Eagles jumped early.
Backus jumped, and I think the Lions are going to get caught with another 5-yard penalty.
Looked as if Fletcher Cox, number 91, came in, but if he was drawn off by Backus, that'll go against the Lions.
Well, that's the discussion.
And I there's still a discussion down there between the officials. No verdict as of yet. Dominic Rolla's got the football. He's ready to mark off the penalty. He's holding it up in the air, pointing down there. I think he's going to take it from here.
Ball start. Offense number 76. 5-yard penalty, still first down.
Called on Backus. You saw it, Brandy. Ninth penalty of the game against the Lions for 66 yards. This is, they are outplaying the Eagles, but along the way, they're doing everything they can to shoot themselves in the foot offensively, from penalties to not being able to find the end zone. They should be winning this game by 13, 17 points. After the penalty, it'll be first and 15 from their own 21. Stafford out of the gun. Delay gives to LeSure, looking for room. Doesn't find much. Gets out to the 23, 2-yard gain. Darryl Tapp stops in there. Clock moving, 6:35 to go, first half. It'll be second down and 13.
So, Dan, we talked about this, though, at the top of the show. If a defense is going to force the Lions to be patient and throw the underneath pass and not make that big play, the thing you can't do is create first and 15s, second and 20s. And then that's where the Lions have put themselves offensively.
Titus Young right, Burleson and Johnson left. Stafford out of the gun on second and 13. Eagles show blitz. Here they come. Stafford drifting back, looking. Flag down. Stafford down as well, sacked back at the 18-yard line. Now there's a flag in the backfield and a flag on the far side of the field. So do we have something in the secondary and something back in the area where the quarterback was? Yeah. We'll have to wait and see.
I think we've got a penalty on Fletcher Cox of the Eagles.
There are two fouls on the play. Holding, defense number 59. That penalty's declined. Eagle hands in the face. Defense number 91. 5-yard penalty. Automatic first down.
And that's big. So the Lions able to recover from the negative play they got on the penalty. And an automatic first down off the penalty against Fletcher Cox gives them a first down at the 28-yard line.
The interesting thing about that route that they ran, again, Calvin Johnson is the slot receiver. Nate Burleson is outside of him. They run Nate Burleson underneath Calvin as he takes off and runs vertical. And he was open, and Matthew just missed him.
Stafford up under center on first and 10. Lions at their own 28, leading 6-0. 5:49 to go first half. Play action fake. Stafford deep in the pocket. Throws once. Titus Young deep down the field. In and out of his hands at the 25-yard line. Oh, Titus. You have got to make that catch. There were three defenders in the area, but the ball hit him right in the hands.
Can't throw it any better. I mean, there's three deep guys there. Matthew Stafford's got to put that ball out over the top of those guys. He does. His receiver is behind all three of them, and he's got to bring that ball in. That's the big play that the Lions had available to them, and they didn't execute because they didn't catch it.
Ryan Broyles checks in. What a throw by Stafford. I mean, splitting three defenders. Lions go to a three-receiver set, second and 10. They'll reload. LeSure to his right in the gun. The give is to LeSure. Looking for room. Got his head down at the 30 and fights his way out to the 35-yard line. Picks up 7. It'll bring up 3rd and 3. D'Amico Ryans made the tackle. D'Amico Ryans is a good player. Yeah. I was really surprised Houston wanted to trade him, and he ended up here in Philadelphia. What's a terrific get. 7th year out of Alabama.
Really good player. I remember when he was drafted. You know, Tony Ortiz, our sideline guy, was very, very high in D'Amico Ryans when he was drafted. And, boy, he's proven it. He's been good everywhere he's been.
3rd down, the Lions 0-for-4. So far on 3rd down today, 3rd and 3. Stafford out of the gun, Keenan Williams to his right. Stafford, look, steps into a throw. Got Nate Burleson out there and threw it wide of him. I mean, Nate was open. Stafford just missed him. Little out pattern at the 43-yard line would have been a first down, and the Lions are going to have to punt it away. Offense just not in sync today. In fairness, should have had about a 60-yard gain, maybe a touchdown a moment ago to Titus Young. And when you don't make that play, you got to pick it up somewhere else, and they didn't. Now they'll have to punt it away.
Just not a good throw by Matthew.
Harris with the punt. Gilliard to his left. Takes it at the 17. They got him hemmed in, and they'll take him down at the 20-yard line. So the Eagles will have it back, trailing 6-0 after a 48-yard punt and a 3-yard return. We'll send it back to Matt Derry in the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios for an NFL update. Deez.
All right, Dapper, thank you. Second quarter, Andy Dalton, a pair of touchdown passes. Bengals lead the Browns in Cleveland 14-7. Raiders a surprise under a minute to go in the second, lead in Atlanta 13-7. Carson Palmer's just thrown a touchdown pass. Miami 10, St. Louis 6 in the second. Baltimore, they're tied with Dallas 10-10 in the second.
All right, Diesel, thanks. Right here, 6-0. Lions on top. Eagles have it on first down. Vic to throw with time in the pocket. Hit as he throws. And because of that, he short arms it for DeSean Jackson. And that'll bring up 2nd and 10. Ball bounced off the turf before it got to Jackson.
Wow, that was
Nick Fairley with big pressure that time.
Big pressure. Got right in Vic's face. And I think forced Vic to throw it off balance and try to find a passing lane. And he didn't have enough arm on it to get it there.
2nd and 10 for Philadelphia from their own 21. Vic up under center, McCoy the lone back. Lions with a four-man front. Vic turns, gives to McCoy. Trying to get outside right, being chased and forced back inside and stopped at the line of scrimmage. Steven Tulloch that time. As McCoy's trying to get outside, Tulloch forced him back inside where all the help was, and what might have been a big gain if he'd had another step turns into no gain in 3rd and 10.
That's how you play defense. You know, you do not let a fast guy outside your defense. So Tulloch gets outside, forces him back inside. and he gets a hand on him and brings him down. But even if he doesn't, there's defense there to help Tulloch on the play.
Big chance for the Lions defense. Third and 10. Vic takes. Play action fake. Pressure from behind. Steps up. Throws. Got it complete. And caught across the 35. Out to the 38, 39-yard line. Out to the 38. It's caught by Jeremy Maclin. And that time, again, Bill Bentley's just got too much space out there.
Too much room.
They're looking at Bentley on third down.
Yes, they are. And the other thing is that if you give Michael Vick time, I mean, if you don't get that pressure, they've been getting pressure on him now. But on that play, they did not. And when he's able to gather his feet, he can throw the pill.
17 yards and a first down. Eagles go straight to the line. Vick out of the gun. He takes. Quick throw. Behind his intended receiver, but caught by DeSean Jackson across the 45 to the 47. Picked up 9 on the play. Chris Houston with the tackle. Eagles with the clock down to 3:25 again go straight to the line.
And you get the sense that the Eagles are trying to go with the quick passes to get Vic out of the danger of the line pass rush. You know, the other thing we haven't
seen. Stoppage in play, right? I think they may measure.
You know, the other thing we haven't. I'm just looking, and we haven't seen a lot of Kyle Vandenbosch. We've seen Lojack, and we've seen Willie Young playing that right end. I wonder on the sideline, Tony Ortiz, Kyle's not hurt or anything, but it just doesn't look like he's getting as many snaps.
Correct. Kyle's not getting as many snaps, probably because of the play of Cliff April at this point, and also Lawrence Jackson. They've been using a lot of those guys. So this is a natural rest for Vandenbosch. No trainer at this point taking a look at him, guys. So this is just a natural rest period for him.
Measurement says the Eagles are about 6 inches short, so it'll be second down and short. Coming up, ball just shy of the 48-yard line. 6-0 the Lions lead. They have outplayed the Eagles much more significantly than the score would indicate. However, they've left too many opportunities out on the field offensively. They've just not been able to get on track, and a big drop by Titus Young on a deep pass from Matthew Stafford really cost them.
And this down here, second and very, very short. You know, watch the hard count, guys. You know, the Eagles are going to, you know, they've gotten the Lions to jump a lot today, and you don't want to give away another first down.
All right, here comes the Eagles on second down and short. Vic keeps it on the ground, gives it to Brown, trying the left side. He's got the first down, but not by much. Gets it out to the 48, 49-yard line. It'll be first and 10 from there. Justin Durant with the tackle for Detroit. Today's game brought to you by Henry Ford Health System, official hospitals of the Detroit Lions Radio Network. Eagles at their own 49, first down and 10. 2:44 to go, first half. Vick out of the gun, McCoy to his left, sends Jackson in motion right to left. Jacob Lacy goes with him. Vick back to pass, steps into one, got a complete, got a man wide open in Lions territory at the 35. Caught by Jason Avant, seventh year out of Michigan. Lewis Delmas upends him, but not before they can pick up 17.
Avant is the receiver for Michael Vick that will work the middle of the field. Now, he's got other receivers that have great speed, like Maclin, DeSean Jackson, and those guys will work speed routes down the edges, but Avant is his safety valve over the middle.
First and 10 Eagles. Vic takes the shotgun snap, quick throw left side, got it complete. Maclin catches it and runs out of bounds. Inside the 30 at the 29-yard line, gain of 5. It'll be second and 5 when we come back, because that will take us down to the 2-minute warning. 1:59 to play, first half. Eagles have it on the march with the Lions leading 6-0. 2-minute warning brought to you by Crown Royal. Celebrate football's biggest moments with Crown Royal. Please drink responsibly. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Okay, if you're thinking about getting a new truck, you're probably thinking about fuel economy. And maybe you're thinking about what else you'll get or won't get with an engine that's efficient. You know, like, is there plenty of torque, which you're going to need. Because unless you're using your truck to deliver pizzas, you ain't getting anything done without it. Torque is power. It pulls trailers, hauls dirt, drags boulders. Torque is what gets the cap off your beer. And only the Ford F-150 with available EcoBoost has the best combination of torque and fuel economy, which comes in handy whether you're hauling a pile of lumber or a big stack of cheese and pepperoni pies. Think about that. Introducing the new 2013 Ford F-150, built Ford tough.
Based on torque and 2012 EPA estimated 16 city and 22 highway miles per gallon. 3.5 liter V6 4x2. Class's full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR non-hybrid versus 2012-2013 competitors. Don't drink and drive.
U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road, the best deal for Detroit Metro Airport parking, just became a better deal. $8 a day. $8 a day gets you door-to-door service to and from your destination terminal. Pick up and drop off to your car that is secured in a lighted, patrolled, fenced-in lot. For $8 a day, we'll pick you up in a spacious, climate-controlled bus and make sure you're on time for your departure. U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road, $8 a day parking for Detroit Metro Airport. Get your coupon at us-park.com.
1-800-CALL-SAM. Great family, tough, smart lawyers. That's the Bernstein advantage. 1-800-CALL-SAM. The best call you'll ever make.
Well, as we resume the action, the Eagles have their best drive of the day going. 7 plays, 50 yards, 2:45 off the clock. They've picked up 3 first downs. Vic on this drive, 4 out of 5 for 47 yards. Second and 5 from the Lions 29. The Lions lead it 6-0. 1:59 to go here in the first half. Story in this game so far has been the Lions defense doing a terrific job. Lions offense unable to really get anything going in this on the scoreboard.
Lions defense has gotten themselves 2 turnovers and kept the Eagles at bay. And yet the Lions offense, with many opportunities, really have not been able to put a lot of distance between them and the Eagles. It's a one-score game.
Second and 5, here we go. Vic up under center, I formation behind him. Lions show blitz, here they come. Vic wants to throw. Pocket holds, he's drilled as he throws the ball. It is inside the 5 with a flag down, intended for Jeremy Maclin. Jacob Lacy was in coverage down there. Tulloch drilled Vic after he threw the ball. I think there's going to be pass interference inside the 5-yard line against Jacob Lacy.
Pass interference. Defense number 21. Spot foul. Automatic first down.
Red zone defense for the Lions brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, leading Michigan to a healthier future. After the penalty, Eagles will have it. First and goal at the 3-yard line.
Well, when you bring a lot of pressure like the Lions have done, you're going to be caught man-to-man sometimes. And this time, Jacob Lacy was caught man-to-man. And again, another very, very close call on an underthrown ball. I'm not so sure it was interference, but, you know, it doesn't matter. If the referee thinks so, that's all that matters.
First and goal, Eagles from the 3. McCoy, the lone back. Vic up under center. Vic turns, gives to McCoy. He's hit and dropped at the 2-yard line. First man in, Kyle Vandenbosch. It'll be second and goal from there. Clock moving, 1:45 to go in the half.
You know, the guy to watch in these situations is their tight end, Selleck. Vic always looks for Selleck to run one of those little choice routes where he runs it in the end zone and he either goes to the middle or he goes slides it outside, and he's a very tough guy to cover.
Second down and goal. Eagles from the 2. Vic play action fake, sets in the pocket, throws, got it complete, and into the end zone goes LeSean McCoy. And the Eagles are an extra point away from taking the lead, and the Lions have to be looking at themselves right now and saying they deserve better, but they haven't done enough.
Well, they're their own worst enemies. Interference calls, offsides. The penalties tell the story in this one. And they cut key points of the game, key times in a drive. And it's kept the Eagles in it. And it's kept the Lions offense from going anywhere. And the Eagles being outplayed are an extra point away from taking the lead.
Henry with that extra point, it's up and good. 10 penalties, 92 yards against the Lions so far in this game, and they now trail 7-6. Back to our 1-800-CALL-SAM studios for an NFL update. Here's Matt Derry.
All right, Dan, thank you very much. Baltimore has taken a 17-10 lead on Dallas. 41 seconds left, second quarter. Joe Flacco, a touchdown pass to Torrey Smith. Tampa 7, KC 3, that one in the second. You guys love these Jets updates. 21-6, New York on top of Indy in the second. Mark Sanchez is thrown for 2 touchdowns. Tim Tebow, 2 carries, 6 yards, and 1-for-1 passing for 23 yards.
See, Diesel, what I want to know is if Tebow comes in and throws a touchdown pass, does he get back cover or do the Yankees get back cover?
Yeah, I think that'll be a decision that Jim Leland will have to make.
That's good. You stick with that because later I'm going to ask you who closes for the Tigers today. Right here, it's 7-6. The Eagles leading the Lions. Still 1:16 to go first half. The Lions have all three timeouts remaining. Eagles will get the ball to start the third quarter. Deferred after the opening coin toss.
Would help with the Lions if they're able to get this return out of there. But no, a great kick deep in the end zone. And Logan's going to have to get the Lions starting at the 20. If they were able to get a good return, that'd really help this two-minute drill. But they're going to have to start at their own 20.
That's what they'll do after the touchback. Matthew Stafford so far today, 6 out of 15, 91 yards. He's also been intercepted once. Lost a big chunk of yardage on a ball that was dropped by Titus Young. But nothing you can do about that now. It's time for the Lions to get their offense on track. Still got time here in the first half. Stafford will operate from the gun. Takes the snap. Four-man rush. He's got time. Throws underneath and throws it too low for Nate Burleson. Couldn't haul it in, crossing it to 25. Stafford is just not sharp. If he throws that where Nate can catch it, he's running at the 30. And maybe picks up another 10 yards.
Can't add any more to that. You're absolutely right. That's part of accuracy, quarterback accuracy, leading guys, giving them the opportunity to make a catch in stride and do something with it afterwards. Now, Matthew hasn't gotten that done yet today.
Titus Young left. Burleson and Calvin go right. Stafford on second and 10 out of the gun takes. In trouble, rolling to his left, looking for somewhere to go, and he throws it upfield and overthrows his intended receiver, Titus Young. And more than anything, he might have just been trying to get rid of that to avoid losing any yards. It'll be 3rd and 10. Down to the field, Tony Ortiz.
Hey, Dan and Jim, interesting update from the Philadelphia sideline. There's a trio of trainers right now talking to quarterback Michael Vick. Don't know what that conversation is about right now. When we get further word on that conversation and what that could mean for Vick, we'll pass it along to you.
Well, I think that is about Michael Vick getting nailed by Steven Tulloch on that second to last play of the Eagles drive a couple of minutes ago. 3rd down and 10 for the Lions. They scrimmage from their own 20. 1:05 to go in the half. Crowd standing, making noise. Stafford out of the gun. He takes. Stafford looks. Now he throws and overthrows his intended receiver. Incomplete. He was looking in the right flat for Pettigrew, and he just sailed it over Pettigrew's head. Pettigrew was pretty well covered. And Stafford comes out of there limping a little bit. Now he's jogging off the field. Looks to be fine. And DeSean Jackson goes back deep for Philadelphia to field this punt.
What did I tell you?
You got to be careful here.
Did Nick Harris kick it out of bounds?
Nick Harris seems to be angling to his right. Puts his foot into it. This will be returnable. Jackson backs up. Takes it at the 31-yard line. First man misses. Second man doesn't. It's Kasim Osgood. Drops him back at the 27-yard line. So it's a 49-yard punt, minus 4 on the return. And the Eagles have it with 49 seconds to go here in the first half.
And the big thing for the Eagles after Tony's update is Michael Vick will come out and take the snap. So whatever they were talking to him about, it was probably feeling all right because we might get the ball back. And maybe telling him what kind of a two-minute drill they're going to run with 49 seconds left.
Eagles have two timeouts remaining. They lead 7-6. Vick will operate from the gun. McCoy to his right. Vick takes. Going to throw it. Here comes Ndamukong Suh. Vick gets rid of it. Gets it to McCoy. McCoy 35. McCoy 40. And McCoy spun down at the 44-yard line. That's going to be a 17-yard gain. Amari Spivey finally takes him down. Eagles will use another timeout. That is their second. They have one remaining, 38 seconds left.
You know, while we got this opportunity, talk a little bit about the Lions lost a great one, one of their historic players in Alex Karras this past week. And, you know, while I knew Alex pretty well, I mean, from the sense that he came back to Detroit and when I was first starting, got a chance to meet with Alex and talk with him. The thing I found interesting is his teammates, like the Joe Schmitz, the great Lions of the past talk about him, and you know, obviously went on to become an actor and did a great job there. But his contribution to the Detroit Lions and the franchise, especially in the days of the fearsome foursome, was truly remarkable and put the Lions on the map defensively with his teammates up front, Darius McCord, Roger Brown, and Sammy Williams.
And as the Eagles come to the line ready to run a play, the Lions use a timeout. So obviously something Philadelphia was showing them they weren't real comfortable with. So the Lions will take a timeout. I love the way that Charlie Sanders and Len Barney came in late in their careers when Alex Karras was still here. And Charlie said he was the godfather.
Oh, yeah, he was. And here's the thing about Alex. Talked to a lot of guys that played with him. As a defensive tackle, you have one or two, three moves. That's all you got. Alex had eight. And the other thing he could have done, he would have gone on Dancing with the Stars today,
yeah.
And Alex would have won.
He's a
wrestler. Had the best feet of any defensive tackle, I think, in the league at the time. As a matter of fact, some guys called him Twinkle Toes. That's how good his feet were. And the Lions lost Alex this week, and we wish his family our very best.
Yeah. All right, here come the Eagles now, first and 10 from their own 44. Vic back. Pressure comes. He steps away from it. Throws to McCoy. He's taken down at the 42-yard line by Justin Durant. Now, they're going to say right at the line of scrimmage, so no gain on the play. Completed pass, but it also forces the Eagles to burn their final timeout with 31 seconds remaining. One more story on Karras. I love that Lem Barney said that Joe Schmidt came up to him early on in his career when he was a rookie and said, "You're going to be all right here." And Len says, "What do you mean? Why?" And he goes, "Karras likes you."
You know, the other great story is his brother, you know, played for the Chicago Bears. And both of them couldn't see worth a darn. They had big bottle glasses. Well, they used to play across from each other and didn't know they were beating on each other. Ted Karras was his brother, played for the Bears. And Alex and he used to go after each other. And they'd have to, like, say something to each other, like, "Alex, leave me alone. And, you know, quit with that stuff." "Oh, Ted, is it you?"
All right, here come the Eagles now, second and 10 from their own 44. They lead 7-6, 31 seconds to go in the half. Vic takes the shotgun snap. Vic looking. Now he steps up, going to run it, cross midfield into Lions territory and out of bounds. The 47-yard line stops the clock with 24 seconds to go. Justin Durant forced him out.
Say hello to some folks along the network listening in. WLJZ in Sheboygan, 94.5. Good to have you with us. WDMJ in Marquette, 1320 AM. And WBET 99.3 at the bottom of the state in Sturgis. Good to have you guys along on the network, and hope you stay with us all season long.
9-yard run by Vic a moment ago. Second and one, 24 seconds left. They scrimmage from the line 47. Vic rolls the pocket left, throws, got it complete. That was third and one, and it's caught for a first down by Jason Avant. He's taken down inbounds. Clock moving, down to 13 seconds to go. Line of scrimmage is the 43. Vic will take the snap, clock the ball, and stop the clock with 9 seconds remaining. So they're at the 43-yard line. If you're thinking about a field goal for Alex Henry, his career long is 51, which means you need to get down to about the 33. So with 9 seconds left, they need to pick up about 10 yards and get out of bounds.
Believe me, he's got to pick up more, because that breeze now, look at the goalposts at the end that they're headed. The streamers on the top of the uprights are really flying into the face of what a kicker would be facing. So I think you're going to have to get a little bit more than that.
So Vic will operate from the gun. 9 seconds remaining. The Lions are going to take a timeout. They had two safeties, Delmas and Spivey, set up 23 yards off the line at the 20-yard line. I think they believe that Philadelphia is going to go for the big play, not necessarily try to get two plays in the final 9 seconds get one out of bounds.
I would agree with that, and I think that they're going to try to throw one up in the end zone, see if they can get the old Hail Mary to work. You know, it's worked here before against the Lions. As a matter of fact, I believe I was in a game where Rodney Pete threw one, and it worked against the Lions here at Philly, but it was at the old Veterans Stadium, not at the Link.
Much nicer surroundings here.
Much nicer.
The vet had its time, and then its time ran out. This is a beautiful stadium, natural grass. So here we go. They'll reload second and 10 now. Eagles from the Lion 43. 9 seconds to go. Vic's got it. Drifts back. Midfield cuts it loose and overthrows his intended receiver, Jeremy Macklin, down at the 23. That took 6 seconds off the clock. So you have one play remaining in the half. And if you're the Lions, you know where that play is going to end up going, somewhere deep in the end zone.
Yeah. I'm really surprised they didn't try it on that play. But maybe they tried, they tried to get the 15, 20 yards that they could get to try the field goal. But now you're going to see the Hail Mary.
Lions are going to go three defensive linemen, two linebackers, six defensive backs, three of them standing on the goal line, 43 yards from the line of scrimmage. Here goes Vic, back to pass, looking, rolling right, loading up, throwing deep into the end zone. It is knocked up, knocked around, and finally on the ground. Boy, that thing pinballed for a moment. It was out there. Riley Cooper got his hands on it. He was right in the area. But nothing comes of that as it falls incomplete. So they'll go to the locker rooms. It is halftime. Played 30 minutes here. Lions have done some good things, but offensively, they just have not been able to cash in. And because of that, and because of two takeaways by the defense, and really a terrific effort by the defense for most of the first half, they trail 7-6. It's the fifth time this season in five games that the Lions have trailed at halftime. 7-6, Eagles on top. Coming up, Diesel at halftime. Get you up to date on what's happening around the rest of the National Football League and get you set for Tiger action later today as well. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Shopping for a new TV? Fun. Yay! Shopping for new tires? Not so fun. Yay! So to make it better, Bell Tire gives you the lowest tire price, period. Yay! At Bell Tire, we shop the competition every day, so you can be sure you're getting the lowest tire price, period. We'll even show you our competitors' prices right at the counter so you can see for yourself. Plus, we offer a tire installation package that includes services other places can't at any price, like free alignment checks, nitrogen inflation, lifetime tire rotation, and more. For the lowest tire price, period, head to Bell Tire. It's not your usual tire shopping experience. It's Bell Tire. Better at every turn.
Bell Tire is open late Monday and Thursday, 8 to 8. Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, 8 to 6. And Saturday, 8 to 5. For great offers and car care tips, follow Bell Tire on Twitter and Facebook. For the Bell Tire near you, go to belltire.com.
I was on my own, self-employed without any health coverage.
There's a lot in life that you need to figure out. Thankfully, figuring out health coverage doesn't have to be one of them.
I wasn't exactly sure where to turn. Health insurance is kind of confusing. I contacted Blue Cross and they helped me out. It was actually pretty simple.
Whether you're self-employed, in between jobs, or in school, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan or Blue Care Network can help you figure out an individual health plan that's perfect for you.
Now I'm covered, my family's covered, it's all good.
The Blues give you the choice of affordable and flexible individual health plans that will fit your needs at every stage of life.
If things change for me, my coverage will too.
To talk to a Blue Cross Health Plan advisor, just call 1-877-549-2583. Or to learn more, just go online to bcbsm.com/myblue. Individual health plans have never been easier, especially with Blue Cross. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network are nonprofit corporations and independent licensees of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Buddy's Pizza, Detroit's number one square pizza since 1946, makes hosting parties hassle-free with their dine-in packages or carry-out party trays. Buddy's, a Detroit tradition for over 66 years.
Lions game day continues now on the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Brought to you by Bud Light, the sure sign of a good time. And by the Sam Bernstein Law Firm. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM.
From the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios, here's Matt Derry.
We're at the half from Philly. Lions trail the Eagles 7-6. Let's get to the first half highlights, and there were not a lot of them. Lions with a dominant performance, really defensively. And in the first quarter, even the special teams made a play.
Logan takes it at the 18. Logan to the 25. Logan to the 30. Logan trying to get outside of the 40. Logan with one man to beat, turning the corner at the 50. Logan into Eagles territory, spinning at the 40, and taken down at the 36-yard line. Stephon Logan didn't have much left between him and the end zone, but Casey Matthews was able to come over, get the angle, and make the play. A 47-yard punt and a 46-yard return for the Lions.
Dan Miller with a call. Good return by Logan, but the Lions drive stalled, leading to a 46-yard field goal by Jason Hansen. It was good. Lions led 3-0 in the first. Second quarter, Lions with a very good drive. Matt Stafford to Calvin Johnson for 28 yards. Joick Bell with a tough first down run, but again, it ended in a field goal attempt, and again, the veteran Hansen delivers from 34 yards out, and the Lions led 6-0 after one. In the second, Eagles and Lions traded turnovers. Michael Vick a fumble after not expecting the shotgun snap, but Stafford picked off by Nnamdi Asamoah trying to hit Calvin Johnson deep. It remained 6-0 in the Lions defense, making another play. Welcome back, number 26.
Vic turns, fakes the give, wants to throw, time in the pocket, hits the throws, it's up for grabs over the middle, and picked off by Lewis Delmas. Delmas has got it back at the 14-yard line. Ludell back in action and making a play.
Delmas' first interception since 2009, but the defense not getting any help from the offense. Stafford not sharp when the Lions got the ball back. Eagles finally mount a drive late stages of the second, capped off by a Vic middle screen touchdown pass to Shady McCoy. Eagles 7, Lions 6. That's where we are at the half. Scoreboard is next on the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Watching sports on Xfinity from Comcast is like having a front row seat to the biggest moments.
Both feet in! Amazing!
With NFL Red Zone, you're right there for every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoons.
Touchdown!
And ESPN Goal Line brings you the best of college football, all on one channel, with live cut-ins to the top games every Saturday. Plus, you can download the Watch ESPN app from the App Store to watch your favorite ESPN networks live, wherever you go, on your tablet or smartphone. This is the Xfinity Sports Experience. This is awesome. You won't get all this with satellite or U-verse. Sign up for Xfinity TV and internet for just $79.99 a month for 6 months. Plus, get the sports entertainment package included for 3 months. Xfinity, your home for the most live sports. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. Offer ends 11/30/12. Restrictions apply. New residential customers only. After promotion, regular rates apply. Equipment, installation, taxes, and fees extra.
You're going to be out of town or planning a vacation in the near future, and you're wondering just how you'll keep up with your exercise routine. Here are some suggestions to help you squeeze in a little fitness time while you travel. Take your walking shoes, jump rope, a workout DVD, and your favorite music and headphones. Take advantage of the hotel gym and swimming pool, or even look for nearby parks and walking trails. If your options are limited, walk up and down the hotel hallways and stairwells. This healthy tip is brought to you by Health Plus, the right plan for a healthier you. Check them out at healthplusdifference.org.
U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road, the best deal for Detroit Metro Airport parking, just became a better deal. $8 a day. $8 a day gets you door-to-door service to and from your destination terminal. Pick up and drop off to your car that is secured in a lighted, patrolled, fenced-in lot. For $8 a day, we'll pick you up in a spacious, climate-controlled bus and make sure you're on time for your departure. U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road. $8 a day parking for Detroit Metro Airport. Get your coupon at us-park.com.
Try Dunkin's new pumpkin white chocolate or pumpkin mocha flavored lattes and coffees only at your local Dunkin' restaurant today. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Matt Derry back in the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios at the half. Lions trail the Eagles 7-6. Let's take you around to the NFL. Third quarter already in Atlanta. The Falcons 5-0, but in trouble. They trail the Raiders 13-7. Matt Ryan has thrown a touchdown pass, but 3 interceptions. In Cleveland, it's been the Andy Dalton show.
Third down and 2. Andy takes the shotgun snap against the 4-man
nice.
Rushes. Throw caught by Gresham
nice.
At the seam.
Nice.
He's still running
See
down
ya.
The middle of the field to the
yeah.
20, the 15, the 10, the 5.
Get in.
Puts out a stiff arm. Touchdown, Bengals. Jermaine Gresham shooing off tackles as he flies down the field for the touchdown.
Dan Hoard and an excited Dave Lapham on Cincinnati's ESPN 1530 and the Bengals Radio Network. 2 touchdown throws for the redhead Dalton. 14-7, Bengals lead the Browns in the third. Third quarter in Miami, Dolphins on top of the Rams 10-6. Jets have a 21-6 lead on the Colts in the third. Mark Sanchez, couple of touchdown passes there. Tampa 13, Chiefs 3, that one in the third. Third quarter in Baltimore, the Ravens have gone on top of the Dallas Cowboys 17-10. Joe Flacco, a touchdown pass. Ray Rice, a touchdown run. At the break, Lions trail the Eagles 7-6. This is your home of Detroit Lions football.
Okay, so everyone loves to talk about their truck's towing power. What no one ever talks about, though, is brain power. Well, guess what, pal? The Ford F-150 isn't just the toughest truck out there. It's a flipping genius, too. Hands down. Which means not only can it tow a boat the size of Rhode Island, but it can help you find your new favorite fishing spots and tell you the best way to get there. How? I'll tell you how. The new 2013 F-150 offers available voice-activated sync with My Ford Touch. With tons of commands at your mackerel-scented fingertips, you can stay connected all while towing pretty much anything you want. Hey, when you've got the smartest truck engineers in the world, it should come as no surprise you've got a truck with as much brains as brawn. Introducing the new 2013 Ford F-150. And hey, don't drive while distracted. Even with voice commands, only use phones and other devices when safe, pal. Some features may be locked out while the vehicle's in gear. And remember, the towing claim is for properly equipped pickups. Built Ford tough.
1-800-CALL-SAM, home of the Bernstein Advantage. Here's Bernstein Advantage number 4, free home and hospital visits. When you're injured in an accident, call 1-800-CALL-SAM, and they'll come to you at home or in the hospital. It's that easy, because you need to get better, and your lawyer should get to work. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM to get Bernstein Advantage number 4, free home and hospital visits, and get all the other Bernstein advantages you need by calling 1-800-CALL-SAM. The best call you'll ever make.
ABC Warehouse beats all deals on the top 5 brands of HD TVs. This week, get an LG 60-inch 1080p HD TV for just $9.99 or less. ABC Warehouse, the closest thing to wholesale.
Back in the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios, Lions trail the Eagles 7-6 at the half. Game 2 of the ALCS coming up today at 4:07. Tigers at the Yankees. Detroit with a 1-0 series edge, one game to none. They'll throw Anibal Sanchez this afternoon against Hiroki Kuroda. Jim Leland announcing today Jose Valverde will not close today. Second half, look ahead to the second half. Brought to you by Pink Lemonade, 5-Hour Energy, benefiting the Avon Foundation for Women Breast Cancer Crusade. Got to get Matthew Stafford going, just 6-for-18 in the first half, 91 yards and an interception. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Monopoly is back at McDonald's, and 1 in 4 are winners. Hard to beat those odds.
Well, if I used a supercomputer,
Silence!
Okay.
It's the 20th edition, and there are more prizes than ever. Big cash, Big Macs, and My Coke rewards. The simple joy of winning.
No purchase necessary. Odds based on game pieces. Each has 2 game stamps. Mostly food prizes. In-store game ends 10-22. Online game ends 11-3. Must be 13 to play online or claim My Coke rewards. Subject to official rules at McDonald's and play at McD.com. See rules for complete details.
This is the sound of a Dr. Pepper being dispensed from a McDonald's soda fountain. Listen carefully as we scientifically enhance the audio. The one-of-a-kind taste of an icy cold Dr. Pepper from McDonald's just naturally refreshes your spirits. And here is the sound of discovering it's just a dollar. Get any size soft drink or sweet tea at McDonald's for just $1. The simple joy of living loud. Prices and participation may vary. A la carte only for a limited time.
Not every jeweler gets to display the Rolex crown. If you're considering investing in a Rolex, protect your investment by visiting Lucido Fine Jewelry, an official Rolex jeweler. They can provide you with a Rolex warranty bearing the store's name. And this warranty is backed by the renowned Rolex Service Network. Rolex timepieces in 18-karat gold, stainless steel, and platinum are also available with diamonds and other gems. With its rugged durability and classic good looks, the year it takes to make one is nothing compared to how it will make you feel. Lucido Fine Jewelry, Metro Detroit's best selection of Rolex watches.
Donate your car today with 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. You'll receive a maximum tax deduction and a free vacation voucher for 3 days and 2 nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K.
Matt Derry in the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios. Halftime, Eagles 7 and the Lions 6. One quick update. Tampa scored again, 14-3. They lead Kansas City. That one in the third. We send it back to the link in Philly. Dan Miller, Jim Brandstatter, Tony Ortiz.
All right, Deese, thank you very much. The Lions behind after 30 minutes, 7-6. They need to find some way to get this thing turned around. Defensively, they have been pretty good so far today. Eagles with that one drive, but the Lions with 2 takeaways and several 3-and-outs, needing to find some way to continue that. But offensively, Matthew Stafford has been just uncharacteristically wild today. He has not been accurate. He did have one long throw to Titus Young that should have been caught possibly for a touchdown that Titus did not hang on to, but Stafford has had some open receivers and has just not been able to hit them. And so far today, if you look at Matthew's numbers, he missed his last 5 in the first half, and he is 6-for-18 for 91 yards, quarterback rating 27.8.
Well, one of his great strengths was not only was his arm strong, I mean, he could move it, but he was very accurate. And you know, today he's been not as accurate as we've seen Matthew Stafford. Like last year against San Diego, he just put on a clinic. Yeah. And it's there. It's just somewhere it's got to show up.